In Arabic. In her room in my house, a teenage girl speaks a language I don't understand, a language she makes into gravel to fling at her father across 1,000 miles. Like a mood ring set on a stove, she changes when she hears her father's voice. The atmosphere around her turns dark purple, spiked with yellow-green knives. He tells her to cover her head and neck. When she argues, it sounds as if she were being strangled, scraping the bottom of a river whose current presses her under. In Amman, women stream the streets, heads scarved. A river can take a girl and pin her to a rock, like an uncle pushing a child against a wall, his hand bigger than the whole of her sex. Some Arab women paint their hands with intricate, hennaed patterns, like the swirls this girl now doodles on the back of her fist in blue pen, a design with 4 quadrants, a symmetry with such confidence it must have arisen from beneath her skin. She has her compass, her knives. She will survive.